to amuse me. I'm not amused." And His Majesty the King shook his head as one who knew the deceitfulness of this world. Morning and evening, it was his duty to salute his father and mother, the former with a grave shake of the hand and the latter with an equally grave kiss. Once, indeed, he had put his arms around his mother's neck in the fashion he used toward Miss Biddems. The open work of his sleeve edge caught in an earring, and the last stage of His Majesty's little overture was suppressed scream and summary dismissal to the nursery. "It'th wrong," thought His Majesty the King, "to hug mem sahibs with things in their ears. I will remember." He never repeated the experiment. Miss Biddems, it must be confessed, spoiled him as much as his nature admitted, in some sort of recompense for what she called the hard ways of his papa and mamma. She, like her charge, knew nothing of the trouble between man and wife, the savage contempt for a woman's stupidity on the one side, or the dull, rankling anger on the other. Miss Biddems had looked after many little children in her time, and served in many establishments. Being a discreet woman, she observed little and said less, and when her pupils went over the sea to the great unknown, which she, with touching confidence in her hearers, called home, packed up her slender belongings and sought for...